Oh, no, not Paul.
We need some comic relief.
Oh, my
God. We
Lord.
Need him.
What makes you think he'll be funny?
Well, you know, he's promised.
All he'll do is infuriate people more.
Thank That's what we need.
Callers are yelling at me today, Michael.
Paul?
It's ugly.
Michael.
You sure? You sure this is funny?
Oh, it should be good.
All right, let's go.
You know, I saw you the other night on Race for the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting suit you wore. Yeah, I spent 10 minutes adjusting the tint control before I realized that my TV was working properly.
Okay.
The only way I could make that suit look good was to make your face really pink.
All right, this is obviously Liberal Paul wants to weigh in on his perception of the issues going on around us. What else?
You know, Liberal Paul not following the script, but okay.
And Mike,
by the way, you're not driving and following the script at the same time, are you?
No, I'm I'm coming up to Academy Road here. We're okay.
Oh yeah. Hey, everybody's safe there.
It was last week. I understand that the economy was supposed to be fundamentally strong. This week, it's in such a crisis mode that they have to cancel the debates and suspend the campaigns. You know, the last time I heard anything to make that kind of a collapse in September, it was the 2007 New York Mets. You know, Andy Reid is still kicking himself over that loss 2 weeks ago in Dallas. Yesterday, he realized that once the Birds fell behind, he should have simply suspended the game.
This is wrong.
Obama says that he's going to appear at Ole Miss on Friday, even if McCain doesn't show up. And if that happens, I think there's a 60% chance that Obama will win the debate. You know,
only 60.
I watched Sarah Palin the other night get pummeled by Katie Couric. Pummeled by Katie Couric? You know, that got me thinking. What's the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? One's a dumb carnivore, and the other one is a pit bull. I was listening to George Bush explain the collapse of the real estate market last night in terms of supply and demand.
Wait a minute. I don't see this on the script. I haven't pre-approved this one.
He said there are too many houses and not enough home buyers. Too many houses and not enough people. That means this entire crisis could have been avoided if we'd all followed the example of John and Cindy McCain. I was watching Wolf Blitzer the other night. Wolf Blitzer, what kind of name is that for a news anchor? Wolf Blitzer is not the name of a news anchor. It's the name of the next 2 million children. Crack, crack, Wolf Blitzer.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear the George Michael one. This is...
Oh, yeah.
Hold it. Turn that music off.
Last Friday, George Michael was arrested in a men's room and was charged with possession of crack. Now, let me think about that. George Michael, a men's room, and crack. Now, there's a joke in there somewhere. I just can't think of it.
All right, we're done.
The Michael Smerconi Show on the Big Talker 1210 WPHT.
Oh, man.